they testing us to be pros, like the max effort of being a pro and just getting it down to playbook and your conditioning to be ready for Monday night against the Vikings.
What's a good example maybe of how detail oriented Ben is?
Very, because y'all seen him kick the ones off. We not wasting no time, so that's how detailed you gotta be. You gotta know what you're doing on that play. You better get it right the first time or you off.
You guys deserve that?
We deserve it. Yeah, because we should know what's going on. We got the playbook. We get some of the script, and we should be able to go out there and do the plays.
I appreciate that from DJ Moore. He's echoing some of the sentiments from Cole Kmet. Stop me if you've heard me say that before about the Bears. That DJ Moore is echoing sentiment of Cole Kmet about things that are not going right in practices.
I thought you were not drawing people towards Worry Town about the offensive practices.
I would never. I just had that moment of deja vu.
This is the mayor talking.
All right.
The self-appointed and now thrice elected mayor of Worry Town, Lawrence Holmes, is
or was that Deja Rev? Is it Deja Rev or Deja Vu?
Oh, I don't remember. He's a pragmatist, sometimes a skeptic, not usually a cynic.
Sometimes, but not usually.
He just does worry. That's his thing. So he's the mayor of Worry Town. I'm not interested in living there. I do not have any. I've heard this.
Oh, that's, you're going to come see me?
Nah.
You're a bad guy.
I'll come visit. We'll go to lunch. We'll go to a little
right
coffee
outside,
shop.
Right outside.
I don't want to live. I don't even want to be there. If I go there, I start to freak out. That's no way to live.
Well, we do border on Happy Town, yeah. So we can just go on over to Happy Town.
Yeah, no. I live there with my delusional friends. We just stay there all the time. How you doing? I'm great. Everything's great.
Well, look, people seem to forget that Lawrence ran unopposed as the mayor of Worry Town. You know, there was that mysterious death to the guy he was running against. We never found out anything about that.
Yeah, Lawrence
they just pushed it all under the rug.
He wasn't too worried about that, you know, about those circumstances.
I was a little worried. But you know, you got a good campaign,
and a lawyer.
They help you get stuff done.
Yeah, right, exactly. But you know, this Caleb Williams being bad at practice thing that's been going on is not great. You know, it's not ideal, but it's so early, and he's picking stuff up. And practice is when you're supposed to fail.
Yes,
it's when you're supposed to struggle. That's, truth be told, why I don't go to Worry Town about this stuff at least early on.
No, I don't think that even though the offense has not looked great over the first 3 days, that give them another few practices. Let's get them into the padded practices because then they'll have a better understanding of how some of this would really play out versus you doing it in shorts and shells.
Uh-huh.
How much danger is the quarterback in some of these? What is he doing to help protect himself? Like, all of that stuff will be a more easily assessed than it is right now.
But when you see that in the 7-on-7 drills today, Caleb Williams went 0-for-5 with 2 picks in the red zone. It's not great to read that, but again, it's training camp stats, which is silly because who knows what the hell's going on.
Who knows what they're working on.
Yeah.
And the question that we were asking yesterday on, is it okay to take chances? Or does Ben want Caleb to just do the damn thing? Like, go through the progressions and, or is it okay for Caleb to be like, man, you know, yeah. I know I was supposed to go to two, but I felt like I could fit it with one, so I just let it rip.
Yeah.
Is that allowed? We don't know the answer to that. We don't know what they were doing. I remember, and Tanny, you were probably on the board for this back in the day. I remember when Zach would do the Bears hits for Boers and Bernstein, and he would tell you about the interceptions. Was it Zach Bowman who had the training camp interceptions record? And they would get frustrated with that because, you know, you shouldn't look at necessarily the stats of, one, how many officials, statisticians are there in the Bears collective of media? Two, Probably Fishbane. I bet he probably has been someone that has actually been a statistician.
Well, I'll tell you this. I would rather look at a Pat Finley drawing of practice than a stat sheet of practice.
Yeah, but I do think that there is some feel. Even if you're not writing down every single one of the plays that goes right or goes wrong, there's usually a feel of like, ooh, today is a day that the defense seems to be ahead. And honestly, Spiegs, I imagined that this is the way that it would play out. This is a whole new offense.
Hey, man, we've been talking about it.
Ground zero,
there's
man.
A learning curve, man. Of course. Anyway, this is new stuff. So Declan Doyle is the offensive coordinator, and he's a glorified chart writer. And so we thought. And I don't want to diminish like...
You just did.
All right, I did. So he's an OC for an offensive coordinator head coach.
What I like about that, Lawrence, is it really pumps up what we're about to hear. You know, it really instills value in the next clip.
Hey, that's the point, though, Tanny. Is that I've been assuming that because we're used to listening to offensive coordinators through the years and being like, all right, let's hear what this guy says. Luke Getsy's the guy, you know, Shane Waldron, he's the guy. We got to hear this stuff. And now Declan Doyle, is he the guy? No, not really, but he might still have some stuff.
But he is a wunderkind. Like, that's one of the things that you do hear about him, the fact that he is 28 years old.
I love when you speak German.
And yes, Brat und. Hooned. Anyway.
Schadenfreude.
Yeah, all that stuff. And it always comes back to that, doesn't it?
It really does.
But him being someone that people think has got a really keen offensive mind, I'd love to hear what he has to say, and let's see if we found our good cop or another bad cop.
You know, obviously we're in our third day of install. This is their first time coming through in the fall with the red zone stuff. It always gets a little bit tighter down there. And so biggest thing is you don't waste, any failure in an individual play. We got to go back and we're going to watch the tape with these guys this afternoon and clean up some of the intricate details of what we're asking them in the red zone. It does get, very precise down there as far as the spacing, the timing of concepts. And that takes work. You know, it takes, us putting these plays in and then across the board, us getting comfortable, both up front and then at the skill positions with what we're asking our guys to do.
What do you see as the next sort of developmental checkpoint for Caleb, just in terms of where he needs to go immediately to get over the next hurdle?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we're training him pre-snap, just as far as his operation of the offense, and then his process is just it's an evolving thing that we're working through every day with every play, and every play is individual. You know, he's got he breaks the huddle. He's coming up the line of scrimmage, where do my eyes go? What do I need to be communicating to my teammates? And then, how am I going to process post-snap as far as, where I need to go with the ball?
It looked like in that one period, you're kind of setting up pressure on him.
Yeah.
Is that looking for, hey, let's see if we can get the quick outlet or let's practice on getting the ball?
That's very intentional. That's trying to get our defensive pressures in against some of the stuff we're going to do offensively. We have contingency plans for, what they are going to bring at us. And so the quarterback operating, getting the offense on the same page as far as, checking plays, checking protections, things like that. But that's all a part of the scripted practice. It's trying to get the defense right with their pressure patterns and the way they're going to play coverage on the back end. And then it's getting our quarterbacks used to, whether we're throwing the ball or, up front handling the movement with those run schemes.
As a coach, how do you walk a line after, say red zone didn't go the way you wanted it today? Between, hey, we got to fix this, and this is a problem. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Is there, especially this early in camp?
Yeah, I think it's a great any time you're out there, they're all teaching moments. And so there is a line of, you're in the season and it goes the way it goes. You're feeling a little different. This is the first time we're out there seeing, what we're seeing with the new install for the training camp. And so I think the biggest thing is that we come in, we get it corrected. Our guys are really coachable. They're all, really eager to work. And, that's the biggest thing is we're trying to be positive with our players. We're trying to ask them and be detailed and demanding about what we're going to ask them to do. And, the biggest thing is there's a problem if you repeat mistakes. So the next time we run that play, if we make the same mistake, that's an issue. But the first time we're kind of getting this thing rolling. All right. And, we're going to come in and get it going.
I'm sure it's not a simple answer, but is it timing? Is it accuracy? Is it
Yeah, I think it's hard to answer without having just seen the tape, because anytime you see it with the naked eye, you know, you might have a perception of how something went. But I think that can get answered after we watch it.
Would you say that what you're seeing right now is concerning at all to you?
No, I wouldn't say that right now. I think that our guys are getting better. They're working at it. And you know, that's the biggest thing, is that they're coming to work every day and they're willing to put the necessary work in to improve. This whole thing is a process. And, you know, for the next 6 weeks, we're going to get a ton of reps on all of these plays. We're going to try to master these things. The first time you guys did anything, you know, you're not quite a master at it yet. It takes a little bit of work and progression to get there.
Declan Doyle. Now, look, I am still living in Happytown, 100%. I'm not even going to meet you for coffee in Concernville, which is a lovely little hamlet between Happytown and Worrytown.
It's like Stickney.
Is the Friendly Village? That's worse.
That's worse.
Yeah, no. So, but I'm not even going to meet you in Concernville. It's early. This is a big bus that is going to take a slow turn. Now,
too many slow turns for big buses in Chicago sports lately.
I understand. I understand. But this is a brand new system and style and footwork and timing. And they've got to make mistakes as they figure it out.
And new pieces on the offensive line.
Yeah. New pieces on the offensive line. But it's a lot on the quarterback, because it's the NFL. There's no role in any sport that is more pressurized than quarterback in the NFL, and there's no bigger task list for anybody in any sport. He's got a lot to do. But you heard Declan Doyle. He was asked flat out by our friend Jason Leisure if there are reasons for concern.
Yet.
And he said no.
And he said no. He said,
would you say that what you're seeing right now is concerning at all to you?
No, I wouldn't say that right now.
So there it is.
I wouldn't say it right now.
Okay. There was an There was an and it's like, no, I wouldn't say that right now.
I also don't think that was Jason Leisure.
It wasn't?
Uh-uh. Carm.
Yeah, that was the Carm.
So your friend, Mark, no, it's my friend too. Carm's a good guy. But I let me apologize to Jason Leisure, whose head is much better looking, even shaven, than that of Mark Carman.
Mark Carman's got the great hair like you, though.
Oh, I know. Because he must have used advanced hair.
Why can't he just also have a great head of hair like you?
He might.
By the way, have you noticed that Joe Buck's been hosting Good Morning America?
Is that what he was doing? I saw him and Michael Strahan in an awkward hug.
He's been there like this whole week.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at Joe.
Looking forward to talking with Joe Buck in a few weeks.
Did you get the invite, huh, Speaks? pop on GMA real quick.
You know how much he needs from me. You know, you know about our relationship.
Well, I figured like this would be the time you could finally cash in and return that favor. Yeah. Like, Joe, I'd be willing to come on GMA if you needed me.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I'll text him that during the break. I'll say, Joe, I know historically you haven't needed much from me, but if you do need me to come on Good Morning
America. Well, it's probably over, right? So that'd be, that would be really on par.
Yeah. Yeah. You missed your chance.
I missed my chance. If
you did go over there with Joe Buck, we know who wouldn't be watching.
George McCaskey.
That is correct.
Yeah. He'd rather watch. If I hosted it, he might be in. That's their mistake. They lost out on.
So the GMA lost out on the
on the George McCaskey viewership number, whatever that is.
The George McCaskey demo.
So
I don't care who they put on. when Joe Buck's on, I turn the sound down.
Yeah. See, this guy, this listener, he's living in Chillville. He's over there in Chillville until at least the second preseason game.
Okay.
That's fair.
Chillville's a nice place.
Oh, it's
there's a river over there and everything.
God, it's good. You know what's really good over there?
The weed?
The dispensary is just killing. In fact, that's where the joint practices are.
In Chillville?
Alex will be attending joint practice in Chillville to get ready for Bears season. Absolutely.
So that's kind of, I think that's fair when you take into account that ordinarily, unless it's a super veteran, like for example, I expect Cincinnati's offense to be ahead of their defense, especially since they don't want to pay Trey Hendrickson. He's just kind of sitting there, or their first round pick who was there to replace Trey Hendrickson. Something to continue to keep a watch on, by the way, if you're a Bears fan. I expect their offense to be ahead of their defense. I expect Detroit, their offense, to be ahead of their defense. even with some of the people that they've brought in.
Even with a new offensive coordinator.
Well, Jared Goff's actually talking about that today. He's like, yeah, we didn't really change much. We added a couple things.
That's,
but we're gonna,
that's the way it ought to be.
We're going to stay with kind of what we've been doing under Ben Johnson.
Yeah, you go in and you learn it from them.
But whole new offense, a whole new cadence, a whole new verbiage
world.
List.
A whole
of,
new world.
Exactly.